18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: UPND toss Kasama mayoral electoral victory as Tonse Alliance accepts defeat. Government urged to be consistent with its tax regime in mining and manufacturing sectors. South Africa expels Israeli envoy over violations of diplomatic norms.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. The ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, has described the Kasama mayoral by-election win as a clear indication that there are no longer political strongholds in Zambia's current political dispensation. UPND has defeated its closest rival, the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, in the Kasama mayoral by-election, with the party's candidate, Bywell Symposia, announced new Kasama mayor after polling 17,643. Peter Yuda Chilekwa of the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, came second with 14,303 votes, while Aaron Zimba of the Citizens First Party finished third after polling 4,405 votes. Mukoka Kapambwe of the United Progressive Party, UPPZ, followed in fourth place with 2,988 votes, as Joseph Mubanga of the Socialist Party came fifth with 2,211 votes. Mary Bukisa finished sixth with 472 votes. Kasama District Electoral Officer Innocent Mutambo officially declared the winner, the UPND candidate, as the newly elected mayor of Kasama Council at about 17:33 hours. Meanwhile, UPND campaign manager Elvis Nkandum says the outcome shows that political dominance in specific regions is a thing of the past, emphasizing that what matters most is how political parties campaign and package their messages to the electorate. Mr. Nkandu has commended all participating political parties for conducting peaceful campaigns, saying the absence of violence reaffirms President Hakainde Hichilema's stance against political violence. He notes that political parties should be free to campaign and differ on ideology without resorting to physical confrontation.
So before anything, let me also thank other political parties that competed with us, that they gave us a good run for our money, and this is how it should be. Now, this is a sweet victory, especially that we are winning this in what is perceived to be PF's stronghold. But I think for me, I've always said that, no, there's no stronghold this time around. It depends on how to deliver your messages and how you package. So I think we have packaged our message in Kasama. That has led now to winning this particular election. Remember, in 2021, we couldn't have an opportunity to talk to our people in Kasama because of violence, because of intimidation. Now that we are in office, we have a president who does not condone violence. We have each and every political party has those freedoms now to talk to anybody.
Finance and National Planning Minister Stumbeko Msokotwane has called for increased production as a way of addressing the rising cost of living. Dr. Msokotwane says higher production will improve economic conditions and raise incomes. He says the cost of living must be considered from a broader perspective, taking into account the long-term benefits of government investments in education and infrastructure. Dr. Mosokotwane was speaking in Lusaka today when he opened the fourth quarter National Development Coordinating Committee meeting, which is focused on the final year of the 8th National Development Plan. He says education plays a key role in long-term economic growth, noting that countries with well-educated populations tend to perform better economically. Dr. Mosokotwane says the previous administration failed to invest adequately in education, resulting in high dropout rates and a shortage of skilled workers. Meanwhile, Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa said the meeting seeks to consolidate gains, strengthen coordination across sectors, and speed up delivery in priority areas as the 8th National Development Plan period draws to a close.
We must aspire to be countries like Indonesia. We must aspire to be countries, those who have higher living standards, because we produce more. It's not higher living standards out of nothing. Higher living standards because we are producing more. And this is where many of us sitting in this room will play a very big role. What we should aim for is the more money that the private sector brings in to set up factories, to do hotels, to do agriculture, that is what is going to raise the economy, that is what is going to increase our salaries. This places a responsibility on all of us to consolidate the gains we have made.
Economic expert Patrick Mwape has urged the government to ensure consistency in the implementation of tax regime in the mining and manufacturing sectors in order to sustain the current revenue gains. Tax collection by the Zambia Revenue Authority have increased by 22%, rising from 160 billion kwacha in 2025 from 130 billion kwacha in 2024. Mr. Mwape says there is need to avoid policy inconsistencies if the country is to maintain the current positive trajectory in revenue collection. He has attributed the improvement in tax collections to stronger economic fundamentals, citing lower inflation and a more stable foreign exchange rate, among other factors.
Because of the good economic fundamentals such as inflation, the exchange rate, and other areas of economic stability, and that has increased in terms of the volume of trade. If you can see the volume of trade for last year, 2025, has normally increased from that of year 2024. That signifies that there has been an increase in the level of income between those involved in commerce.
Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo has reaffirmed government's desire to attract increased strategic investment into local organic fertilizer production. Speaking when he led a high-level delegation from Itracom Holdings Limited of Burundi on an investment familiarization visit to Nitrogen Chemicals of Zambia in Kafue, Mr. Mutolo explained that increased investment, especially in the production of organic fertilizer, is crucial in promoting sustainable agriculture and enhancing soil health. Mr. Mutolo says despite Zambia experiencing good rainfall, the soils have diminished in volume, and that the government, through the Zambia Agriculture Research Institute, ZARI, is checking the quality of soils across the country. He says the government is encouraging private sector investment in production of organic fertilizer because synthetic fertilizer are slowly being discouraged world over due to negative effects on the soil and human health.
Is the government's mission, 100% jobs. We are now supporting them by bringing in private sector foreign investment. The way we travel with government, this project, therefore, should not fail. Under whatever circumstances, so it should start with the same stream. Very simple. Our product should not be touched. If they're going to be produced, it should be the same. We need the organic.
Meanwhile, Itracom Fertilizer Limited is set to partner with Nitrogen Chemicals of Zambia in the production of organic fertilizer following the signing of a memorandum of understanding. Itracom Group Chairperson Adrienne Ntigachika says his company is operating in different African countries and is ready to work with NCZ in expanding its operations in Zambia.